Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
CBS Tonight on a new Survivor, The Hunt.
Gotta find that hidden immunity idol.
Is on.
They're coming after me. I gotta look.
New CBS Tonight.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears were back practicing in Hallis Hall today ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Broncos at Soldier Field. Eddie Royal and Pernell McPhee were held out of practice again today. Alshon Jeffrey, Antrel Roll, and Aronis Grassou were limited. Jeffrey now suffering from both a groin and a shoulder injury. Matt Slauson and Jerron Bushrod were back to fully practicing. Kyle Long was on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday, and he talked a little bit about the rise of Jeremy Langford.
Jay and Matt and all those guys do a great job with us. Now we got a rookie, Jeremy Langford, who's got some big games for us in the past two games. So I'm excited to see what he comes up with.
To baseball, where the Cubs are looking to add NL Cy Young Award winner to their collection of postseason awards for 2015. The NL Cy Young will be awarded tonight around 5:45. Jake Arrieta has a good shot at it. Meanwhile, NL Manager of the Year Joe Maddon told Spiegel and Goff he's ready to get started on the offseason.
We'll be talking to Theo probably tomorrow, the next day. Of course, I'll be involved in any kind of discussions that are going on. If I'm able to help in any way, of course I'll attempt to do that. I really haven't had any conversations to this point. The guys have just been putting their thoughts together right now.
Actually, that was Joe Maddon's conference call after he won the award. Both the Bulls and Blackhawks are in action tonight on the road as the annual circus trip gets underway. Hawks will face the Connor McDavid-less Oilers in Edmonton. That one gets underway tonight at 8:30. Bulls, meanwhile, face the Suns. Derrick Rose most likely out for tonight's game with that sprained ankle. Kirk Heinrich most likely to start in his place. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. And hey, sports fans, listen to 670 The Score for your chance to win VIP tickets to the Fanatics Authentic Sports Spectacular, November 20th through the 22nd. Visit fanaticsshows.com for more info. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by Canals Auto Park, Route 41 in Lake Bluff.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
The last couple days have been an odd
Bears phenomenon. The script is flipped on the Bears. Whether you think that they are a legitimate playoff contender this year or not, now everyone's thinking, oh, geez, well, what happens when Adam Gase leaves? What does that do for Cutler's development? Because he's been so good. And now I cannot remember in my life more optimism around a 4-5 team that's been playing football since 1920.
State of the NFL, there's no great even in your conference.
I agree.
There's no great.
There's context here that has changed everything, and it's just really strange.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Marcus?
I don't know that there is an unwinnable game left on the schedule. I think right now what Bears fans need to do is enjoy this, and we need to wait a few more weeks before we can really convince ourselves whether they can get to the point where tiebreakers are a factor or not.
I was going to ask you who you think the Bears really are at this point.
I still look at the roster. There are weaknesses. This team is one deep at wide receiver, filling in blanks on the offensive line. They're very good at running back. They're very good at tight end. They're very good at quarterback. The defense is what really puzzles me. They're playing a brand of team defense that obviously is something that Vic Fangio has whipped together, but from week to week, can you really count on it holding up? That's the part I don't know right now.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on the Score.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
Like, this show sucks. Basically because of you.
Let's go to work.
Bors and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's right. All of that's true at 305 Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. We have a little baseball, yeah. Do we?
Help me figure this out.
All right. That's what I'm here for.
Help me. This is from MLB.com, mm-hmm. and it's our buddy Scott Merkin.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, so you want to know if the White Sox are in full rebuild mode with the winter meetings just under 3 weeks away in Nashville, Tennessee. You're also thinking maybe the Southsiders will raise their payroll that checked in around $118 million in 2015 and already has in the neighborhood of $85 million committed to 9 players. Well, in order for the curious fan base to find out, the White Sox have to first decide as an organization on a specific direction. And the White Sox aren't quite there yet.
This is a bad start.
According to comments made by Executive Vice President Ken Williams following the team's Amateur City Elite Signing Day program held at U.S. Cellular Field Tuesday night. He's got to stop talking. He's got to stop talking.
I know. It just complicates this so much and unnecessary.
Ready?
But go ahead.
I'm sure
he's talking.
A lot of it depends on what's available to you, Williams told a handful of media members. For instance, if you put a wish list together and you head down a certain path and you see what the alternatives are, well, if you like them, maybe you continue down that path. And now it gives you clarity on direction. If you don't, then perhaps that path is an unrealistic path to take, so you shift gears. As I sit here today, we've had a number of conversations, even as late as this morning, and Rick hasn't presented to us a definitive direction based on his talks that he wants to travel down. Until he puts on the table what he wants to do, it's premature for me to comment one way or another on any player or path or anything else because of our process. Williams labeled potential scenarios generically as Plan A, Plan B, and Plan C, and smiled when adding that as a former longtime general manager, he's been in Hahn's position and clearly understands the present uncertainty.
Can I stop you a second? I thought we were under the three-year plan.
Right!
What happened to the three-year plan? What are we talking about here? Why are we doing this?
He says the White Sox moved toward reshaping in 2013.
Yeah.
And while staying true to strengthening their core and building up from within, they went for it last offseason with veteran additions such as David Robertson, Jeff Samardzija, Melky Cabrera, and Zach Duke. That plan resulted in 76 victories and a fourth-place finish in the Central. It would seem safe to assume
lethargic
that with some of these financial commitments coupled with last year's disappointment, the White Sox wouldn't exactly raise payroll. Again, Williams couldn't confirm. You can't assume that. You can't, he said. A lot of things are in play right now. I know it can be confusing, but it's completely understandable from my perspective that this is what you do before you decide on the definitive plan. I don't want to get into economics, but we have to see what's available to us before we even really are concerned about it. He said there aren't a whole...
Scott, what the hell are you... What are you talking about?
He said
about?
There aren't a whole lot of answers. What? Rick is having conversations on a daily basis. I have a number of conversations with him on a daily basis with regard to how things are evolving. But if I went to him and said, okay, I want your definitive plan heading into the winter meetings, he couldn't give it to me. What the hell is wrong with this team? What are you? Why is he talking? Every time he opens his mouth, he emasculates Rick Hahn.
I wish to hell he'd have taken a job, but you know, those jobs are available.
Every time he talks, he makes the GM look like a bumbler, and he's not.
See,
he shouldn't be talking.
Do you think that the one time Toronto enters, it appears to have disappeared with
that's
the way, what they've done,
Shapiro,
right? They've hired everybody.
Yeah, that's over.
That's over. That ship has sailed.
That's the reason Anthopoulos quit in the first place. He's not going to go take that job. But, I mean,
so now you're stuck
with saying,
this?
I don't know what to do. Could be anything. GM hasn't given me a plan. We don't know. I hasn't given me a direction, so I can't comment on that. Why are you commenting on anything yet? All it does is make everybody look confused and overmatched. Yeah. Well, we don't know the plan. This is after you said, well, he hasn't really graduated being talked to being able to talk to the owner yet, but we had a three-year plan. It's always been a three-year plan. No, it hadn't. What is there? I got plan A, plan B, plan C. Yeah, you go down this and then you're not sure, but he doesn't know, so he hasn't told me. This is a professional baseball team?
I you know what? I wish I could help you. I cannot help you on this. I wish I could, but I don't know what he's talking about or why he's talking. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. He can't even keep his own story straight. Right? You can't remember what you said.
But don't you realize
what did you say?
When you're saying this about your general manager who supposedly works underneath you as executive VP, he hasn't told me a plan yet. I don't know. I can't really comment. Plan A, plan B. I don't know. We all these conversations. We mentioned they talk every day, but he hasn't told him what the plan is.
Yeah.
Until he puts on the table what he wants to do, it's premature for me to comment. Rick is having conversations, but if I went to him and said, I want your definitive plan, he couldn't give it to me. Why are you saying these things? What is this accomplishing?
I like I say, if you would even just say, hey, look, you know, we told you it's 3 years and we're working on a few things right now. When we iron it all out, we'll get back to you. We're working on it. Or Rick is working on it. We've got a direction. We're all set. And, you know,
I know it looks confusing. I know it looks like we're flying out of the seat of our pants here. We're not communicating, but we're talking all the time. We just don't know what anybody's doing yet.
No, you can't say that.
Come on.
You can't. That's just... That's the problem. You did something to a guy who really didn't want to do that. You gave him a bigger job, but he in his heart, the way the wings are, he doesn't want to do that. He wants to be in the seat where it's constant attention, and I'm the center of the universe. And then now nobody's going to make him the center of the universe. That thing is over with.
No, maybe Rick doesn't want to tell you the plan. Maybe he's not interested in what you think about the plan.
Can you do that?
I don't know.
Can you say, hey, Kenny?
Why has it got to be so nebulous? Why can't you just let Rick Hahn run his team?
Yeah, go ahead, Kenny, and you do your job, and I'll do mine.
You would never hear anything like this out of St. Louis, out of the Cubs, out of the Astros.
No, not a chance in
hell. You would never hear something like this where you know who's doing what all the time. They always are. They have some kind of plan.
Theo would never say he doesn't know what Jed Hoyer's doing?
I don't know. He hasn't told me yet. I went to him. He couldn't tell me. We talk all the time, but he didn't know. Now we got A, B, and C. I know it's confusing, but it makes a lot of sense. You start down here, and then you come back there. So there's no plan yet. No plan yet. Really?
There's no plan. He's working. In other words, let's see. The season's been over a while now. What has Rick been doing? If you're saying, oh, we got the plan yet, what's he been doing?
I don't. What are they?
What is he doing then?
What are they talking about all the time? I talked to him. I can't tell you anything because he hadn't told me anything.
You're almost to Thanksgiving, and you're telling me, we don't have a plan. Not yet. I mean, that plan starts 1 second after the season is over. You start working on what you want.
It starts
what
before
you're going
the
to
season's
do,
over.
Meetings and what you want.
It never ends. The planning never ends. It goes on in season. It goes on postseason. You should always know.
I don't know. We haven't decided yet. When are you going to decide? No, he hasn't told me.
Unreal. All right, Zach Zaidman has the latest on the Bears next. His really full report straight ahead on the Score.
Hey, Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show, middays 9-1. Next up, the Bears have a big hurdle in front of them called the Denver Broncos. Will the Bears surprise everyone and get a W against John Fox's old team? We're talking about it, so keep it here, Bears fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Anytime an NBA team gets quickly out of the gates, radio gas bags start going to the phones asking if that team can run down the GOAT. 45, Scott, Worm, and Phillip ripped off 72 wins 20 years ago, and since then, nobody's come even close. That terrifying 99-2000 Lakers team only got to 67. Remember when Braun joined the Heatles and they were going to win 80? They couldn't even get 60. Most years, screaming about an NBA team getting to 72 is as lame as predicting an NFL team will go 16-0, except maybe this year. Golden State, 12-0. They came with their C game last night, and they still beat a solid Toronto team. There's still a ton of basketball to be played, and it's early, but it's not that early. And that collective chip they have on their shoulder isn't that small. Now they've tied Mike and the fellas with a 12-0 start. Do the Clippers tomorrow at Staples, and it might be time to talk about 72. I'm Jim Rome.
The deals start now at Sunrise Chevrolet with our Black Friday sales event all month long. Get 20% of cash back on a huge selection of new Chevys, like 12,695 off MSRP on Camaros and 10 grand off MSRP on Malibus. Plus zero financing for 72 months on select new 2015 Chevys. Massive savings on a massive selection of new Chevys all month long at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Shop sunrisechevrolet.com today. On select new Chevys to qualified buyers. All rebates and incentives available to all include $1,333 per thousand buyers.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Stuff your stockings with big savings at Lowe's. Hurry in today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like a DeWalt 80-piece drill bit set and bag, now only $19.97. Plus, get your choice of a Bosch drill or mechanics tool set, both only $99. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/19 through 11/25 on items 623067, 573344, and 752219 only. While supplies last, see store or Lowe's.com for details, U.S. only.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income, the number 10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Zach Zaveman.
Those Syracuse guys are always special.
Oh, whatever.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
It is conference call Wednesday here at Palace Hall.
Here we go.
Hello.
And I cut it off. That giggling went on for probably about 7.5 minutes until the festivities started.
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
Down here with defensive end Jarvis Jenkins.
Ghost Hart said, this is a chippy team. They're dirty, and they're going to try to get you out of your game, but you have to stay in your game.
Zach Zaveman.
Here with the quarterback, Jay Cutler.
I mean, we saw a heck of a defense. I mean, we hit some big plays. Greg, I mean, Tutu, or, sorry. Langford made a heck of a run.
Zach Zaveman with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 321 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We'll see if they're still giggling.
He's on Twitter at Zach Zaveman. He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So more hail greetings for those on the speakerphone, I imagine.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But first, though, I know you guys are big on the injury report. The
Love
first
it.
One of the week is out. Pernell McPhee, Eddie Royal, not participating on the practice field today. Both recovering from knee injuries. injuries, a long list of players who participated in limited fashion, including Matt Fortes. He tries to come back from that knee injury. The center, Hronis Grassou, still dealing with that neck. Alshon Jeffrey, you knew about the groin injury that kind of limited him a little bit last week during the game. So he was limited in practice today with the groin injury, and they've also added a shoulder to the injury report in regards to Jeffrey. Shea McClellan limited with a knee injury. Remember, he played a terrific game against the Rams, tweaked it at one point, said that that's something that he's just going to have to deal with the rest of the season as he plays on it. And Antrell Roe limited as he tries to get to full strength with that ankle injury. Full participation for a couple of linemen. Matt Slauson, who's been dealing with an elbow and an ankle, and Jermon Bushrod, who's dealing with that shoulder injury. Full participation in practice today. So that's an encouraging sign.
What's Ryan? Violent sounds like he's in trouble with his knee, huh? I mean, for him not to play is quite a bit, and it sounds like he's not doing much better this week.
Well, remember that just about all the weeks leading up to last week, he had missed at least one practice during the week.
Yeah.
You were talking about a short week, long flight to San Diego, long flight back, and then another flight in a short week going to St. Louis. Plus, you're talking about playing on that that turf that they've got out there in the dome. So I'm sure that had something to do with it as well.
Okay. I mean, I just I'm not that nut. You know what, Zach? You got people who play that position that did just fine.
Yeah. That's the best part about what the Bears were able to accomplish the other day. You know, Lamar Houston, back-to-back good games for him. You know, Shea McClellan coming back and playing a big role. Jonathan Anderson also contributed. And
wherever
you know,
he is.
Willie Young had. Yep. Hey, but these it's the nameless and faceless defense that's making plays. You know, you guys were asking about Bryce Callahan the other day.
Yes.
And there's no major backstory to him. I was talking to several defensive backs, and he's just a guy who sits in the room, very quiet, doesn't make mistakes. Coaches can rely on him to be exactly where he needs to be. You know, had a very nice career at Rice, where he had 13 picks in 47 games, tied for second all-time in Rice in their history of interceptions. So that's who he is, and he's managed to be a guy who's been a contributor the last few games when he's been out there.
So offensively, do the Bears feel that this was actually the last two games now? Is the offense getting better? Is every game its own self-contained Lovie Smith season? Or are they beginning to find things they think constitute a genuine offensive identity?
Well, listen to Kai Long talking about his quarterback.
In my book, Jay's been lights out since I've been here. People haven't been able to recognize that because guys around him haven't been held accountable or held themselves accountable. But this year, you get to see Jay shine in his true role as a leader and a quarterback and a captain of this team. And we all love it. We're all behind him, and we've all been behind him.
I think it's a combination of different things. Obviously, the numbers tell you that Jay Cutler's having a very good season, above average, 95 passer rating, the league average, 90.4, 1.8% interception percentage, his career average, 3.3. Last year, his worst year was his best year was 2.2, and that was the last time the Bears played the Broncos. If you remember, that was when Cutler was 7-3. They'd won five straight games, and he got hurt against San Diego, and then they dropped five in a row. But
I think the Marion Barber game, right?
Exactly.
Oh, so, don't please.
The worst. One of the
I
worst.
I cannot take that. Say those words.
Most painful games in Bears history. Because that was the whole Tebow garbage, and it woke up an army of stupid.
Oh.
Just an absolute. It was like from a Sam Raimi movie. It just from their the crypt of stupid, out they came.
Tebow has got the power of Jesus.
I told you
Jesus would beat the Bears. Now Jesus can't beat the Bears. You know, here's Zach. My theory.
You're missing the best part, guys.
Yeah.
The best part from that game was Tim Tebow was mic'd. And NFL Films did a special from that game. Remember, that was the whole conversation he had with Lance Briggs and Brian Urlacher?
I don't remember the conversation.
I'm sure Tanny does, and it's somewhere in the vault. Okay. And before I'm done talking, I'm sure he'll play it for
we'll
you.
We'll be hearing it.
But no, the thing that stands out about just the way they've been operating is that, you know, you don't look at a particular style that the Bears run that you associate with Adam Gase. What you see is, who does he have available to him that week? you know, based on the injury report, who are they playing that week? And there's no stubbornness. You do what you can with what you have to design a game plan to try and beat the other team. And I think when you look at the previous offensive coordinators that Cutler has had here, you know, with Ron Turner, it didn't quite mesh. And I think the reason was because you had Matt Forte, and that's it. You know, you looked around him that year in 2009 when the Bears first acquired him, and he didn't have big-time receivers to throw the ball to. You had Devin Hester, Earl Bennett, Johnny Knox in his rookie season, and an offensive line that was leaky. You know, then they make the move to Mike Martz, and Martz's system worked. The problem was Jay Cutler was getting hit a lot. His final year in Denver in 2008, Cutler was sacked 11 times. Mm-hmm. In Martz's first season, in 2010, he was sacked 52.
Wasn't he sacked 10 times in the Giants game alone?
Yes, he was sacked 52 times in 2010, and that's with missing a game and a half, the second half against the Giants and next week's game as he was recovering from the after effects of that concussion.
Right. Well, and they catch us a break because Gary Kubiak has said that DeMarcus Ware is not going to play.
Right. But they're still good, man. Denver's still a very solid defense, number two in the league in offensive points per game allowed at 16.3. Cincinnati is one at 15 points per game. And they are third in the league in the lowest passer rating for opposing quarterbacks at 74.6. They've only allowed 8 touchdowns to opposing quarterbacks. There are only 2 quarterbacks that they've played who have had a passer rating in the 90s, Andrew Luck and Teddy Bridgewater. So that's what's in store for Cutler and company this week at Soldier Field.
I would say this, that I think the formula here isn't that complicated, that the defense has managed to survive a lot of teams and a lot of patchwork, and a lot of different guys have contributed. And, Zach, if you've got a quarterback that's been as effective as Cutler has, and I'm not just talking about, I don't need to look at quarterback efficiency ratings, I'm just looking at the games, and his efficiency, and is making the right decisions and doing the little things and taking care of the ball, you can go a long way in this league in my world, because I look around a lot of quarterbacks, I say, oh, geez, he sucks, and he gives the ball up. But this year, with this very simple kind of philosophy of Cutler's and whatever Adam Gase is doing with him besides, it's working. I mean, it's not like there's to me, it's not a big secret. He's been very, very good. And in this league, you can do that if a quarterback is that effective.
There's been a commitment to the run. So, number one, you have balance. When you're a defense taking on the Bears, you can't just focus in on one thing. They adjust during games depending on what the other team does well and what the Bears do well. And Cutler is taking care of the football. 9 straight games now without throwing multiple interceptions. Second longest active streak in the NFL. Tom Brady's number one with 15, so he's in that ballpark the way he's been playing of late. So, yeah, that's part of it. And the defense has done a pretty good job of giving them an opportunity to make those, you know, mm-hmm. 3 to 5 plays a game that you need to make in order to win.
The depth has been good.
All right, let's get to some nuggets and tidbits, please.
All right, first off, Vic Fangio spoke today, and he was asked about taking on Brock Osweiler, who will be making his first NFL start on Sunday.
You never know what's going to happen with that. I remember I coached against Brady in his first start, so you know how that turned out.
Back then, Fangio was the defensive coordinator of the Indianapolis Colts, and Tom Brady, in his first start back in September of 2001 against Fangio's Colts, Patriots won 44-13. Brady has only lost 2 games since then.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Holy crap.
Yeah, he's lost a few, but not many.
No.
And you remember it was the week after Mo Lewis knocked out Drew Bledsoe, and
Brady came in.
No one knew who he was, and you know, the rest is history there. Also, today was conference call Wednesday with Broncos head coach Gary Kubiak.
Hello, how are you today?
Getting cold up here. Bring a parka.
A little cold here too.
Get a coat. Coat drive. Where was the big cheers?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, they split us up today because the conference calls occurred at the same time as the Bears' open locker room media availability, so you didn't have the full complement
of.
Yeah, so it was only half the crew. So
coach, get a coat.
It's going to be in the 30s.
Well, haven't they had some record snow in Denver already?
They have. Yep.
Like feet of snow already?
Yeah, you should have a coat, Gary.
Yeah, I think he's okay.
You live in Denver.
I think it'll be fine.
Idiot.
All right, so, and so Tanny has found the Tebow stuff you were talking about. Here it is.
Go ahead.
Hey, listen. You been back to Florida anytime lately?
I go fishing 20 times.
You remember when you came to practice? What's up, Pep? What's up, man? How you doing, brother?
How are you?
I'm good, dog. Yeah. What up, Lance Briggs? What's up, man? Hey, man, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right.
I look forward to playing you for a long time, man. I love watching you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Creepy.
Oh, good God. I just threw up all over myself. Oh.
See you guys.
Bye, Zach.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
Nothing like a Tim Tebow lead into an update.
Yeah, have fun with that. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks. It's 3:32 in the score update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Cubs are 2-for-2 so far in postseason awards. First, Chris Bryant was named the NL Rookie of the Year Monday night. And last night, Joe Maddon won NL Manager of the Year. Maddon talked to Spiegel and Goff today, and he said the Cubs are hot on the trail of some starting pitching this offseason.
I'm ready to go shopping at Pitchers R Us. You know, we're going to try to find somebody and pop them in the rotation.
So you're getting one or two, you know, because you can't, you know, you can't have one without the other. It's like getting a puppy, man. You got to have two.
I didn't use the plural. Whatever the DL and Jed decide, man, I'm on board.
Rangers manager Jeff Banister won the award in the AL. Cubs hoping to improve to 3-0 tonight when the Cy Young winners are announced. Beginning around 5:15, Jake Arrieta, one of the front runners for that award. The Bulls kick off the circus trip tonight. They're in Phoenix to take on the Suns. Coach Fred Hoiberg called Derrick Rose extremely doubtful for tonight thanks to that sprained ankle. Kirk Heinrich will most likely start in Rose's place. Blackhawks are also without a home for the time being. They're in Edmonton tonight. Corey Crawford, the first goalie off the ice at the morning skate. He'll likely get the start and goal. Puck drops at 9:30. Bears were back practicing at Hallis Hall today ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Broncos at Soldier Field. Eddie Royal and Pernell McPhee were held out of practice again. Elshon Jeffrey, Antrel Roll, and Aronis Grassou were limited. Matt Slauson and Jermon Bushrod were back to fully practicing. And more sad news today out of the NFL, where it's being reported that former Bear quarterback Doug Flutie's parents both died this morning. Flutie says his parents were married for 56 years. His father died of a heart attack early this morning. Less than an hour later, his mother had a heart attack and also passed away. Flutie wrote on his Facebook page, they say you can die of a broken heart, and I believe it. The scoreboard update is, what is going on in there? The scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. Join 670 The Score's Dan Bernstein and Barry Rosner for the Bud Light Who Needs Stew Tavern Tour Friday at another round in Downers Grove from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. I don't know if his parents were French or like what's the, anyway.
No, that's our bit. It's not our bit, Julie.
I refer you when things like that happen. He does not. I does not. And the, at times like not my bit.
Yeah, hashtag, of course. You would never.
Never.
Hashtag not my never. Best.
Not what I'm all about. It's right. Not what I stand for. It's not what I mean to people.
I'm correct. Julie DeCaro. You'll see to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Second half is brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Cater Home Run In Pizza for your holiday party.
Second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
All right, we did a lot in the first half of the show. Some Bears, some college basketball, some White Sox baseball, trying to figure out what the hell they're doing, and some good energetic stuff to start. Big Cat Williams joined us and more.
You know what? I think that there's, you know, in the NBA, what I love about the NBA is there are very few people that mess around in front offices there. And sometimes you agree with them, sometimes you don't agree with them, sometimes you see them do something and you go, why would you do that? Why don't you think it's a little bit early? Well, at 4-7, the Rockets fire Kevin McHale. 4-7.
You called it. We talked about it yesterday.
I didn't think they were responding. And that's just what the Rockets said. They're not listening to him. And I'm thinking, okay, there's a Hall of Fame guy. It's coached him. And he got him to play last year. They played way beyond what I thought they would be, even with the beard playing as well as he did. But I look at this and I say, why would you, you know, stop listening to him? What has he done that all of a sudden it just felt like you're not paying any attention to him? But if you watch them play, I saw them about a week ago, they're not listening to him. They just don't. They don't do anything he wants them to do. He's sitting there like he looks like he's miserable. So I actually think the Rockets, I think they did him a favor.
I saw a trivia note today. What do Stan Van Gundy, Mike Brown, and Kevin McHale now have in common?
Stan Van Gundy.
Stan Van Gundy, Mike Brown, and Kevin McHale have all been fired after a winning season with Dwight Howard on the roster.
Well, that's the way it goes.
I thought you'd get a kick out of this. This just posted by Michael Phillips at the Chicago Tribune.
Yeah.
I know in my house, you know, we always talk about what we're going to see, the movie that we're going to see on December 25th, because we don't have much else to do, and it's also my son's birthday, and he gets to pick a movie. So, because Star Wars is going to be out earlier, and we probably will already have seen it, he has already decided on seeing the movie Creed, because he has...
Yes, I think that's a good choice.
...a fan of the first four Rocky movies. Yeah. Well, and I was kind of thinking, oh, boy, you know, yeah, we'll go to it, but it's probably going to suck.
No, I don't think so.
Well, the review has just been posted by the Tribune.
Yep.
Here's what he says. Damned if Creed isn't easily the best Rocky movie since Rocky.
Rocky, yep.
There is, in fact, more filmmaking savvy in co-writer and director Ryan Coogler's prowling opening shot, introducing us to young Adonis Johnson in a 1998 LA prologue, than there is in all of the 76 original. Most of the pictures set in the present day. Michael B. Jordan is Adonis, who keeps his famous deceased father
really
a secret so he can stake his own claim in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Creed is two movies. One cleverly and even movingly repositions Stallone's Rocky as a mentor figure who actually seems like a real person again, not a lacquered icon.
That, yeah, exactly, right there.
The other imagines Jordan's Adonis as a separate but intimately related underdog saga in the making. Half the film revels in cliches skillfully. The other half sidesteps them and concentrates on scenes and relationships that breathe easily and draw us in the hard way, not by narrative fiat or bald calculation, but through well-written and shrewdly acted encounters. Coogler proves he's one of the most skillful young directors around. It turns out we really did need another Rocky movie. It just needed to keep Rocky in perspective and in proportion. 3.5 stars for the movie Creed.
I saw about a week ago, so I forget where I saw it, a review of the movie, and they was talking about the same stuff. That, and to me, the most important thing is that I don't like, what do you call them, the lacquered?
The lacquered icon.
I don't like those movies. I don't like the Expendables. I don't want the 90-year-old guy running around acting like, and in this movie, what was emphasized.
The fact is the guy can act.
Yeah, that's the thing. And in this movie, what was written was that, you know, not only is Michael B. Jordan very, very good, and he is. He's a terrific acting, going all the way back to Friday Night Lights. And I look at it and I say, you know what? Sly can do it. But Sly's got to do it as a guy his age. He can't do it as some guy who's still killing people when he's 90. He's got to do it as that. And he did it. The last NBA note I have, because, you know, I'm right in the middle of my NBA stuff now. I don't have time for anything else. Well, a little Bulls in there, too. But LeBron is already mad at the Cavs. And this is the difference when you look at the Bulls, because there's nobody at the Bulls. We talk about the Bulls. There's nobody on the Bulls that's going to say, we aren't hungry, we're bad, I don't know what's wrong with us, nobody really wants to win. We get beat last year, and you come out, and you still don't act like you want to win, which is basically what he did. And he said they're not as hungry as Golden State. He was mad in the fourth quarter last night against Detroit, and he was passing the ball. He wasn't taking it, and then they ended up losing the game because it was like, somebody help. I want to see you help. Do something. Help me. And, well, obviously nobody did, and they lost. But it is so valuable. And David Blatt, your guy, oh boy, he said the same thing. That, you know, I don't know what's wrong here, but they're not really reacting well to what we've done here so far. And I'm thinking, well, you went You lost the first game to the Bulls. You won eight in a row. Now you've lost two in a row. And that's pretty typical NBA season. Because I don't want to kill LeBron in you know, the end of November. I'm not interested in him.
Yeah, but what they got, though, was a first-hand look at a burgeoning star in Andre Drummond.
Oh, they did.
And you better get ready to deal with this.
They did.
You better get ready to deal with this for the next 10 years
in this division. Did.
Because that dude is all of a sudden realizing, oh, wait a second. I'm 6'11". I'm 275 pounds. And nobody can tell me where to go because I'm standing here and you're not moving me.
But even all that, even with him there, they should have won the game, and LeBron probably could have if he decided, I'm just going to do this again like I always do. I think that part of it, like I always do, clearly got tired of it. Help me.
That's the second half. We do it most days when there wasn't a Bears game the day before. Got a chance to grab a couple phone calls. Get your reaction. 312-644-6767. Top of the hour. Mark Schanowski, always pointed commentary on the Bulls and
That's why I saved any Bulls talk.
BA, yep. You got the score.
Best second half of all time.
Football weekend kicks off with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. This time it's the Titans and Jaguars battling it out in prime time. Who'll come out on top? Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on NFL.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE undergoing rigorous strength testing. It's the sound of reassurance. The reassurance of driving an SUV that has been built with such strength and such intelligent safety systems that it can help protect you from virtually every kind of danger. This is what reassurance sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE.
Some equipment described as optional.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Sunrise Chevrolet now has a bigger, better used car inventory with all makes and models for all budgets. With an all-new, state-of-the-art used car superstore, our used car staff focuses only on pre-owned vehicles to ensure your experience is the best it can be. Right now, get a great selection of used vehicles for less than $10,000. Plus, get a $25 dining gift card with any test drive. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars. Just give them a call.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals on all of your Christmas needs. Like 15% off Christmas inflatables. Plus get a GE pre-lit LED artificial Christmas tree for only $198. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/19 through 11/25 while supplies last. GE tree item 688-920 only. See store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 3:48, Boris Emergency, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Talking to you at 312-644-6767.
Now, somebody sent a link to a Slate story that suggested Sylvester Stallone might end up getting a nomination for Best Supporting Actor from this movie.
Well, that's what I heard. I mean, look, that's all I ever wanted. I don't need the nonsense. I don't need the Expendables 8 movies. I don't need it. I mean, take a part where you can actually be who you are, and you'd be fine. And that is, they finally figured it out. They got it right. And everything I read said he's terrific in that movie.
Now, I know you're not on Twitter, so you wouldn't get to be a part of this, but we've got an issue that we have to get to the bottom of here. Our guy, Joe Dredge.
Okay.
I'm trying to unpack this particular incident here, but I need your help. And Joe Dredge just tweeted a picture, and it says, "I've done a lot of dumb stuff while cooking, but using a plastic strainer for bacon grease is a top five move for me." And it shows a plastic strainer over a garbage can, with the bottom of the strainer completely melted away, burned at the edges, a hole the size of a fist, because it was melted by the hot bacon grease. So I have a couple questions here. And I've asked him on Twitter, but I'm going to try to...
Yeah.
Who the hell is straining bacon grease in the first place?
Do you know why you would do that?
No. And second of all, If you're doing it over a plastic garbage can into a... It with a plastic garbage bag, it's going to melt through that too.
Yeah, I see. I don't know anything, and I know that.
But what do you do with the detritus from strained bacon? I use the grease all the time with whatever's in it. You cook eggs in it. You can use it in all kinds of stuff. It's great to cook with. You keep and you start a sauce with it. You know, you freeze a little bit of it and just keep it in case you want to start some kind of sauce or something. But I've never heard of straining it before. That is spectacularly stupid from our guy, too. That's really good.
I mean, what was the next picture? He's roaming around on a shooting range. I mean, what is next for Joe Dredge? What is he doing?
Next for Joe Dredge?
What are you doing?
I don't know, but that's pretty special.
Seeing that, you know, and you wonder why we just had to get rid of him. You wonder why
we had to send him away.
Yeah, we had to send him away.
All right, we're sending training him to the culinary reeducation school, which is right next to our basketball reeducation
facility.
We had
to send him out. We haven't recalled him, and now I'm afraid we can't.
There are some thoughts about the ridiculous White Sox stuff we were reading you from Scott Merkin and MLB.com. A lot of Sox fans are as puzzled as we seem to be. Keenan in Darien says, "This is getting to be absurd. People who pay attention to the ongoings of the White Sox can no longer decipher who's in charge. Kenny seems to speak to the media whenever he feels like it. He manages to subtly throw his successor under the bus almost every time."
Yes, he does.
Can there really be a plan here? draft picks for the last 15 years speak for themselves, and either Williams or Hahn or Jerry or the ghost of Hawk Harrelson, whoever's in charge, seems to be 2 to 3 years behind on the career arc of free agents signed, and there doesn't seem to be an end in sight.
Right.
Yeah, that's how you end up with Jeff Kepinger and
you did whatever they do, whatever thing they have going between them. You did that thing last year, and you did it fairly quickly, and you knew what it was. But I mean, and then in the middle of it, it's like Kenny pops up and says it's a 3-year plan that nobody said, and now all of a sudden,
there's no plan.
They don't know what the other one's doing. I mean, you, Kenny, if you just tell the truth, you don't need a good memory. I mean, I don't know what you're doing, because wouldn't you say if Scott wants something? Scott Merkin, our guy, if he wants something, he wants a quote from you on something, wouldn't you sort of, okay, look, Scott, we're in the middle of this, we're in the middle of a 3-year thing.
We got a lot of irons still, in the fire
yeah,
right
a lot
now.
Irons and, in fire,
and
a lot
when,
of stuff.
And when Rick wants to talk, he'll talk.
Yeah.
Talk to Rick. He's the general manager.
Yeah. And what do? You stay out of hot water. You stay out of looking like a fool. And you're sticking to what you said.
Rudy says, I don't know that the White Sox story you read pisses thinking Sox fans off more than just gives them a virtual lobotomy. I don't know what Williams is talking about, but my best guess is he's saying that they're going to run out of the same bag of stupid and bad as last year and hope the vindication of Rick Renteria's baseball genius is enough to help regress the team back to the 80 wins they should have had last year. I don't want to hear anything about me being a bad guy after you guys played that was awesome playing the music for the Flutie thing. Well, you know, hey, you got to do it. If we did it for our own wow. Doug Buffon, we do it for everybody.
Wow.
That's just what's done.
The poor Fluties. Killed the Fluties.
No, we didn't kill them.
I know.
Don't get mad.
That's a...
Weren't we just talking about it during transition?
We did, yeah.
When you mentioned, because somebody about Doug's dog, Chuck, mm-hmm. whose name Chuck came up, and we had Doug talking about Chuck, and somebody asked if Chuck was dead. No. Chuck's fine.
It's been such a, I mean, after the Paris thing and this entire week, the whole thing is just like the vibe is off in my head for some reason. I'm having a tough time with everything again. It's like doing, you remember how I was on 9/11? You remember I disappeared. I couldn't even do the show, the one and only time. And I think people were actually grateful that I couldn't. And it's like something gets it in my vibe is totally off when something happens, you know, and I don't have it quite back yet.
Well, we had the Sandy Hook Day.
Yeah, I just don't have it back. I just don't with some of this stuff. I mean, we've I agree. There's, you know, we've had ample opportunities because a lot
Boston,
seems to happen.
The marathon bombing happened right during our show.
Yeah.
I mean, think how many massive tragedies mm-hmm. have happened
during our show.
Is there a causal relationship, perhaps?
I don't know. And if you go back, we want to point out that when 9/11 occurred, we were on 8 to noon.
Right.
So you're saying, what are you talking about? You were, yes, we were. So, yeah, I'm beginning to think there is,
They were
actually.
All Friday. Three of those were Fridays, too.
I know.
Because we were on remote. I think we were in Aurora the day of the marathon bombing. We were downtown the day of Sandy Hook. And,
we were in downtown.
And out and about at tracks last week when this happened. It mm-hmm. just it gets to be deja vu.
Yeah.
A really uncomfortable, unfortunate deja vu. But yeah. We'll shake all that off with, speaking of which, Derrick Rose has another injury and we'll miss a game. So,
oh, man.
Mark Schanowski has Bulls thoughts Good. And NBA thoughts for us next. That's on the score.
Well, yeah, the dog, Chucky boy. Hold it. Put the shoe down, Chuck. Put it down. This dog, how do you control these dogs, by the way?
Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage, breaking news, and analysis of Bears Broncos, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry in today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like up to 40% off major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, get a Whirlpool French door refrigerator for only $9.98. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 11/4 through 12/2. Fridge offer valid 11/19 through 11/25 on item 509262 only. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
blend at a price that you're not going to find anywhere else or ever again, even here. So do this. He was in town a couple of weeks ago, and he mentioned to me, hey, remember that deal we did last year when we had that red blend that we did right before the holidays? It did really well. Should I pick one out, and can we do it again? I said, absolutely. Let's do it. So you know what Cameron Hughes does. He finds great wines from the best producers when they have an overrun that results in more juice than they can use for a bottling. He takes it off their hands, and then he passes the savings to you. So you're drinking a $50 wine for $15. You drink a $100 wine for $30. That's the kind of discounts we're talking about. And this specifically is a limited time deal, only through Friday or until this wine runs out. Lot 388, a 2011 Napa Valley Merlot. It's a great food wine, a great Thanksgiving wine, and this is from a grower from some of the best dirt in Napa. They've got places in Oakville, Rutherford, St. Helena, Calistoga, among others. They've got a small brand of their own, and this is the kind of thing he was lucky to get his hands on, this wine. It's won gold at more than one competition. And it's almost a Bordeaux style. It's mostly Merlot, like 89% Merlot, but there's 7% Cabernet Sauvignon, there's Petit Verdot, and a little bit of Petit Syrah. It's just a terrific food wine, and it's discounted right now. A 20% discount on this Napa wine. I've had it. It's spectacular. So that brings it down to less than $15. Free shipping and a free sommelier corkscrew that's a $25 value. What you're going to do to take advantage of this before it runs out, go to chwine.com, click on the microphone, and put in my code Dan. It's chwine.com. Click the mic, type D-A-N. It's that easy. 20% off this premium wine, lot 388, and free shipping. This wine is only available through Friday. There aren't that many cases left. Do not wait to do this. chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left corner, enter Dan, and order the lot 388. You enjoy free shipping, the free corkscrew, 20% off this spectacular juice. It's this week only. It's a great deal. Get in on it now.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on